I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media. The Champaign County Board voted 15-6 Thursday night to sell the financially strapped county nursing home. The buyers are Altitude Health Services and Extended Care Clinical, two Evanston-based companies linked to the Rothner family, which owned several nursing homes in the Chicago area and elsewhere. All 10 Republicans on the Champaign County Board voted to sell the nursing home, along with 5 Democrats, including County Board Chairman Pius Weibel.
It's a hard vote to make. Obviously, I've been dealing with the nursing home situation for quite a few years, and we see the same problems coming up and same ideas, and we're still in the same position. So I think it's just time to move in a different direction.
Opponents of the sale point to what they say is a troubled track record for nursing homes run by the Rothner family, but Altitude and Extended Care will pay $11 million for the Champaign County nursing home, and they've agreed to keep half of its beds open to Medicaid patients for the next few years and to rehire current nursing home employees who pass a background check. Claudia Lenhoff of the group Champaign County Healthcare Consumers had fought the sale. Her group claims that many Rothner nursing homes have bad safety records, and 2 of them, one each in Illinois and Indiana, were shut down by state authorities.
I feel like the county board just made a huge mistake, and that unfortunately county residents, probably for years to come, are going to pay the price for that. And when you're paying the price for diminished quality of care, that means that people suffer.
But supporters of the nursing home sales say that problems with the Rothners have been exaggerated and that the nursing home's continued deficit was threatening other county services. After performing due diligence, officials say the Champaign County Nursing Home could become a private institution as soon as August 1st. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media News.